USA Radio News.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will take over supervising Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from Rod Rosenstein. Regarding that investigation, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joined Fox News and said,
The reality is that if Mueller cannot come up with a single indictable event that went on in this administration during the campaign by any of its high-ranking people in the next few months, then his campaign to look for it should end.
President Trump held a press conference today at the White House. One of the things the president discussed was how the folks that he went around and campaigned for did well in their elections yesterday, and the ones he didn't, well, they lost.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell spoke on Capitol Hill. One of the things he addressed was the fact that the Democrats may start going after President Trump and administration members now that they have control of Congress.
Well, you know, the whole issue of presidential harassment is interesting. I remember when we tried it in the late 90s. We impeached President Clinton. His numbers went up and ours went down, and we underperformed in the next election. So the Democrats in the House will have to decide just how much presidential harassment they think is good strategy. I'm not so sure it'll work for them.
And McConnell continued,
The president, I think, has done an excellent job in picking young men and women who believe the job of the judge is to follow the law, and we intend to keep confirming as many as we possibly can for as long as we're in a position to do it. So it'll still be my top priority in setting the agenda here in the Senate, next Congress as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With Democrats taking control of the House, what can we expect moving forward? Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joined Fox Business and has an idea of what he believes will happen.
American politics will be dominated by the folks in the House investigating the president, investigating the White House. And that's unfortunate that we didn't get more things done and get focus on the things we need to do for the American people. But I think that's where they're headed because they've been very clear. Remember, Maxine Waters is the lady who said impeachment six times in one sentence. She's the lady who said stand up and harass anybody who supports the president. So I don't think she can help herself. I think she's going to, her and the rest of them are going to pursue the White House and investigate everything.
A Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia is vowing to remain in the race and refusing to concede. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
In one of the nation's most fiercely contested gubernatorial races, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams says she won't concede the race and instead will seek a runoff election against GOP opponent Brian Kemp.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots. And we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach.
In Arizona, with 99.5% of the precincts reporting, Martha McSally holds about a 15,000-vote lead over her Democrat opponent, Kyrsten Sinema, for a U.S. Senate seat. This is USA Radio News.